Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Good evening, everybody. Good evening. What is up? Thanks for listening. This is Russell talking to D on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash, going strong for like 4.5 years now. We're trying to continue to bring you the latest in wrestling based on our thoughts and based on our opinions. We got a lot of good things coming up for you tonight. We got a lot of good things coming up for you this week with other shows. My name is Martez. I want to thank God, first of all, for giving us another chance to talk wrestling. And I'm going to need his help tonight. I'm going to need God's help and Dominic's help to keep me woke because I'm a little tired. But I'm sure once we get into these conversations and these topics, I'll wake up. What up again, Dominic? I know we just got off the personal phone, but what's going on, man? Welcome back to the show.
I am on the late night. Ready to talk wrestling right there. You know, man, we gonna keep you up, man. We gonna have you all jacked up. You ain't got anything no mouth to do.
Yeah, speaking of pop, man, I've been killing this pop lately, man. I've been killing Vernus and the 7-Up lately, man, because when those 2 liters are two for 250, man, I can't pass up on that. So I definitely been drinking my fair share of pop.
Passing me pop.
Never
mind. How wrong with that?
Listen, it seems like we've been waiting all day to jump into this. We had a good show earlier, but we did get a chance to talk about what we wanted to talk about because there's so much stuff that's been going on in the world of wrestling since we've been off air, since we last did a show together. Boy, oh boy, oh boy! I don't know where we're gonna start tonight, so I'm gonna just throw this up there. What a episode of NXT tonight! You know, I thought NXT was I will give NXT an A minus tonight. It was solid from start to finish. It was entertaining. It was a lot of in your face, fast paced matches. The matches were on point. The main event. What more can I say about that? These females put on a show. They put on a clinic tonight. You know, NXT had me on the edge of my seat. It was just an exciting night to be an NXT fan.
Yeah, absolutely. I know we don't have to talk about detail, but, you know, the highlight. Leo Ruff with the, Leo Ruff and Isaiah Swerve got. I thought it was a pretty good match, you know. Leo Ruff gave it his all in all, but eventually Isaiah Swerve got came up with the victory with help from his, you know, crew. I like the little stable, you know, new character. then we have what Brent Ryan up and coming, you know, Brent Ryan. Get that win. I like the little
Cameron.
Yeah, I'm talking about Brent Ryan. I'm thinking about the NFL.
Yeah. it's all good.
Ladies,
I'm like,
sorry out there.
It's all
Brent
good. But
Ryan,
yeah,
I think we know who's woke right now. Martez is woke, everybody. Martez is
no.
On his feet.
I'm happy Cameron Grimes finally got a win because I was wondering, like, this guy is entertaining, but he always losing, man. He's always taking that L. So I'm happy they finally gave him a win. I don't care if it's I don't care that it was against a newcomer or a quote-unquote, what do you call them, a jobber, squashers, squash? I'm just happy he got a victory because he's been a main character, one of the main persons of NXT the last few months. You know, they really are putting the spotlight on him being a millionaire.
For a year, you know, three years now he's been a veteran of the NXT roster. That's kind of been, you know, he was one of so little trophies that was kind of special. I have to say, purgatory.
Right.
Didn't really have a gimmick or identity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would say as a whole, as a WWE, but NXT kind of have a lot more identity. A lot of those wrestlers have identity to them in a gimmick. Mm-hmm. Way better than some of the main roster superstars. But Cameron Grimes, yeah. I mean, I like this whole, you know, millionaire / you know, going straight to the bank, you know.
Yep. I even like that they are finally adding the $1 million man into this. The $1 million man keeps showing them up, you know.
Yeah, man, I'm kind of liking it, you know. I like this little feed or a little comedy feed they have.
Yeah,
and, you know, it's an entertainment, you know, but it's interesting. They're trying, you know, NXT is trying something new, nothing, you know, repolished or it's fitting.
Right.
It's not, and we're not going to get too much detail. So, we're going to deny this gimmick to this person, but we're going to put it on somebody else. You know.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I like it. Then, you know, you had the, trying to recap, what was the, Johnny Takeover and Austin Aries. Hunting down William Regal, segment.
Carrying Cross segment.
So yeah, that was fantastic. It was a pretty good segment. You know, it was going to be some we can see down the line, but like a fatal 5-way.
Right.
For the title, you got. Cross, you got, Mr. Johnny Takeover, Valor is back, you got O'Reilly, Mr. Cruiserweight, Keith Miller. So, I will somehow, some way down by the next NXT Takeover, would like to see a Fatal 5-Way match. For the NXT title. Then we had the tag team match, Brooklyn Young Veterans versus Thatcher and Ciampa. A little bending the rules, as you see, Thatcher and Ciampa took the dub by selling away Barrett's shoe. So it was pretty decent. It was a good stiff kind of bruising, you know, manly competitive match. I really enjoyed, you know. I like that, even though I'm all story short that, you know, with the WWE tag team division, it's a lot of, you know, odd couples. And with Thatcher and Champion being one, it's one that we as fans kind of like. You know, we want more of.
Right.
So we kind of see them going after MSK next for the World NXT tag team titles.
Right.
Down the line, you had a match against Romero and Saray.
Oh man!
You know, both coming off 1-0.
Yep,
pretty decent match.
So, and let me just say something about that Saray, man. Next time we do a show, you might hear me talking about her like she's my new favorite wrestler, because every other week I have a new favorite wrestler. But that Saray, she put on a show, and I'm not saying this to be racist or nothing like that, but I don't follow the Japanese wrestling at all. I'm staying WWE.
Right.
I'm just, and it's not because I hate them. It's just that's just how my brain works. And even some of the Japanese wrestlers in AEW, they don't pique my interest. They're not entertaining to me. Asuka, she's entertaining. Io Shirai, yeah, she's entertaining. What's his name? Nakamura, he's entertaining. But I'm saying all this to say, Dominic, that. Japanese wrestlers, they never wow me for the most part. But this Saray, she is special, man. I looked at her techniques today. I looked at her in-ring skills, man. And I didn't realize she was going to be that smash mouth. Like, she can play the smash mouth game and she can play the finesse game. I noticed that. She has two different styles that she can present. And that was a good match for her. And I forgot the other young lady's name, but that... I think
Romero.
She's gonna be Romero. She like Saray. She's ready for stardom, but I just, as long as they protect her character and they push her. To, I hear so.
She's a dummy, you know. Like, to me, and not to be, like you said, racist or being harsh, you know, I just see Asuka 2.0. Like, maybe just as a younger Asuka. I just see the format. She's dominant. You know, I just have to see. I'm as well as that. I'm always on and off with New Japan, Dash, and Japanese wrestlers. Who's the GOAT? Who's the best coming out of Japan, I that's why I like that, you know, whereas every promotion needs to, like, by the way, WWE is come out standing where it is getting talent from Japan, or, you know, AEW is doing a partnership with New Japan. So, expose in a way of, silence you've been sometimes hearing about or reading through wrestling quote magazines or looking at, you know, YouTube, videos or highlights or hearing through the great lines that, you know, when some of our top U.S. wrestlers going over there, you know, going head-to-head and exhibition matches and get some of the best out of Japan. So, it just went. I'm going to have to jump on the bandwagon of Luke, you know what you were saying, that WWE has to protect it. Kind of, somehow, in a way, at times, not, but, you know, I feel like I am going to stay, have a little heart conversation, but, you know, to get off. With her ethnic.
Yeah.
Initially, ethnic of, wrestlers, what's special with the Asian culture, I feel like when they do have one in one that could be special or main event or that's talented enough, I feel like at times they reample the previous decade or either they kind of put them all together and kind of water them down with the stereotype, okay, ethnicity. They, you know, so, I, you know, yeah.
You're right, man. And they known to do that kind of stuff. So that's what we definitely got to look out for.
Yeah, so, you know, but I want the best. I would like, you know, nothing but the best for the rest. And speaking of that, one of another promo, is going down as one of I'm calling it 21 top 10 favorite promos of the year. Let's give it to a Latina.
Oh yeah.
But Carlos
Gonzalez
and Mercedes Martinez, man.
Exactly. They selling this match.
Like a little, yeah. Man, they selling it, man. I think WWE really needs to get. I don't mean to cut you off. Let me just say this, and I'm gonna let you, you know, hit it out the park right there. They need to push that. They need to push that, just like Sasha and Bianca.
I feel you, man.
Like WWE at times, they really don't know what they have until they have it. And
ooh.
Once they get the reaction of it, then they kind of get on board and stuff.
Ooh, bro, you I couldn't have said it better myself, man. I couldn't have said it better myself. See, what we have here between these two, we have, you know, we have a great story, number one. I think we have a great story. Mercedes, she kind of mentioned it. I've been doing this for a long time. You're the new kid on the block, but I'm the new kid on the block, but I won more than what you've won in your quote unquote long career. So I think it's and it seems like they are so evenly matched, you know. It seemed like Mercedes said this, I'm not one of the chicks in the back. I'm not going to back down to you. You know, I'm just as big. I'm just as bad as you. Mercedes Martinez is ready. What I do have a problem with this is this. I do not like when they constantly put people in marquee matchups for them to lose. Mercedes Martinez, this will be her third crack at the NXT Championship in the last, I want to say, 4 months. And I don't see her winning this match. I see it being a competitive and a physical matchup, but I don't see that. I don't see her winning. And that's what bothers me because I want her to win. You know, I want her to win.
I don't know, like, if you know, one, I'm kind of just wondering my body squad. My Marquez are going back down to NXT. Yeah, that's my body. You know, I thought she can help out that main roster. She's the one that, like, a rich set of fire to a scale female roster, both for Raw and SmackDown. Yeah, I didn't realize she had three opportunities.
Yeah.
Montez, you is winning.
I'm trying to get on your level.
you are. Man, I feel like this is ESPN 11 o'clock edition with the news and highlights and in the anatomy breakdown and the research. Man,
hey,
ESPN, hire Martinez and Dominic.
Yeah, please do.
Dominic.
Right. And the show will be called Dominic and Martinez. You know, I'm gonna play second fiddle to Dominic, because Dominic knows a lot about a lot. but yeah, man. That's go ahead and finish it.
No, I mean, I didn't realize that, and I mean, I'm gonna let you finish it off. Yeah, but I mean, with Raquel, shout out to the Chicana. She's another, you know, rising superstar, you know, that's wow. That has seriously, you know, went up the charts and already touched gold. And for her to say, wow, I have conquered and won more than all, you know, and got farther than, you know, Mercedes and all throughout her long journey career. It's like, Mercedes, you gotta put your money where your mouth is, Chica. You know.
Yep.
So,
like,
I mean,
I will be surprised if she win next week, but that's all. I'll just jump in and say I will be surprised if they write her in to win.
Yeah, I wouldn't be. I mean, I'll be totally surprised because, I mean, really, my heart goal, like I said, my heart for me as well. This is, like I said, back to what I just said a second ago. This is like, you know, Bianca and Sasha match for the Brown, you know, for the Brown. And I feel like they, you know, probably in this match, they probably should try to save it for a takeover.
Yep.
I feel like, unless it's in the storyline, we know something's going to happen because what I was going to say is as well as like that roster, that female roster in NXT compared to the main roster of females. If you take that belt off of Raquel, I can name you five worthy champions right now. Five or six in that division that I have no problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being champion.
Right.
So, and that's just minus Mercedes. That's her, that she's right now being the number one contender. Like, I can just, with the main roster, I could just barely keep a good six.
Yep.
But I think it probably is a good fit. Or I guess if you don't count, if it is just singles competition, you know. But anyway, that's what it's looking like, you know, because, you know, you forget back to, like I said, was saying, like, it's more females. You know, look like you got, you know, T.F. Valkyrie, a.k.a. Freshie Monet.
Mm-hmm.
Look,
I love
her. Going to be. I love Tia Valkyrie, but I just don't see that yet. I'm not a fan of the game. I know she's an amazing performer, she's amazing talent, but if she's trying to, you know, impress and get over, you know, she is a future actress that she could, you know, as well, being a wrestler as part of being a wrestler, it's acting to get over, to portray. But I just don't really, you know, like, I know we're going to probably talk about later with the whole sexy blonde gimmick. I'm just not a fan of it.
God. Hey, man, go ahead. Go ahead, Dom.
I just finish it off. I think she's 20 times better than that. Yes.
Oh, so you saying the gimmick is what's going to hold her back? Like, you're not talking about her abilities per se. Are you just talking about the gimmick that they have
the
her
gimmick.
In? Or are you comparing this gimmick to what she's been doing with Impact and Lucha Underground and stuff like that? Is this the same gimmick that she's? Because I could see some similarities in it. minus the dog. But
I see somewhat. I mean, like, to me, I've been Team Bubba with Tia Valkyrie, like, since Lucha Underground, since the days, yeah, Lucha Underground and Impact. I mean, it's just, I know she's kind of, she's more with this Frankie Monet, like Hollywood slash, like a Hollywood A-list journalist slash, blogger, And compared to the other one, she was more like, kind of glam. Of course, then with glam, like a glam, kind of glamorous like here. I looked at her when I was when she was in Impact, like a glam glacier type of, because she's from Canada, right?
Right.
She's a Canadian. She kind of as well had that, female Canadian, silly, stubborn. Don't get me wrong, kind of like that female Canadian slash, I don't want to say stubborn, but kind of nonchalant and kind of, nonchalant, silly attitude, that Tia brings. And it's just, like I said, I'm a fan of her in-ring ability and her performance. I just wish, she could have, I understand she was, trademark, and she doesn't have the right to, can probably bring over Tia Valkyrie to that baby, but something, she could have, tried to dig deep in that bag or come up with something, pushing, and not push. I'm not pushing more. A gimmick for a female that is probably needed or that can probably be relating to or that can sell. In my opinion, so.
Well, your opinion is value, value on this show. I don't know about off the show, but it's definitely a value, man. And I'm right there with you. Well, most of the things you said about her, I think she's cool, man. I think she's a breath of fresh air. She's something unique that I don't see on no brand. Raw, SmackDown, AEW. She's always been this weird, unique, cool, non-cool kind of character. Like, there's some things about her that kind of rub me the wrong way. Like her head, like the side of her head is shaved. That kind of is weird to me in a way. But
I mean, like I said, I think I was telling you off segment, like for us. One of those things with the females, like, I like some of the new era of females, not going so glamorous, princy, I always like, that's what I said, that made a sense. I love her hair, the whole kind of mohawk, shave. I really, like it. It makes her stand out. For as amongst the other female competitors,
So
that's her personal style. That's just not for the, probably dinner. Go ahead.
No, I wasn't gonna say anything.
Oh no, I thought you probably had, do something. For a scheme of not just me personally as what I like personally outside of wrestling or what I like in a female, and that if one of my favorite female wrestlers have it, I like it. Not really kind of like that, but, it just makes her unique. Not make her seem like she's you know, keep it up with the Joe, you know.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, I think I said, like, I like the way that people like Marcin Martinez and me and him were females at that cool, you know, thuggish, pretty tomboy sex female gimmick. As well as Eva Lurice, you know, she kind of carried that, which I love. I think she's so PGA, if we don't keep the PG. You know, that kind of, you know, I know the Bellas was kind of, you know, I feel like, you know, the Bellas was trying to jot, watch seeing females like those. But, you know, it was like more eye-catching that the Bellas was, you know, more on prime time. You know, you saw them, but they was kind of ones who was really setting the trends. But, I don't want to dwell so much because I know we got more topics. But, to speed it up, you know, we had tag team. Women's NXT Championship, The Way, and Shotzi and Ember Moon. Pretty good match, but unfortunately, you thought Shotzi and Ember had it, but Candice came with that one. When those matches right there, it's like Candice specialty, like War Games. Street fight. It's just Candice she just gets in her bag to playbook trick and just come off with something and she just don't lose.
And Dominic, I am smiling from ear to ear as we talk about this match because I want to give the four ladies a standing ovation. These four females, four wrestlers, they put on a clinic, they put on a show. They did, you know, a main event does not supposed to have the same feel as all the earlier matches. Let me just say this, and that's the thing that I want WWE to get back to is making the main event a special event, like that last match. And what these ladies did tonight, they really elevated not only NXT, but they elevated their games tonight. They elevated the women's division tonight because they were all in sync. You know, there wasn't a dull moment in this match. I was on the edge of my seat. You know, I'm happy for Candice. You know, it's something about her that she's one of my favorites now, as well as Indy Hartwell. You know, Candice and Indy, they've been knocking at this door actually four times. This is their fourth crack at championship goal, and I'm just happy that they got rewarded. You know, they took the three L's, but they got rewarded tonight. And, it was a fantastic match, man.
Oh, and then real quick, we can't forget about L.A. Knight. And, I can't remember who L.A. Knight was. When again?
Jake Atlas.
Jake Atlas. How about say Jake from State Farm? But, yeah, Jake Atlas.
That would have worked too. Let me talk to you.
Atlas picking up the win.
Right. you on a roll tonight, man. You on a roll.
Oh man, I'm just in my comfort zone, man. Drinking grape juice out of the coffee pot, talking late night rap.
Ooh, I'm on the late night show. Late night with Dominic and Martez tagging along. I like the sound of that. For real.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Let's move along. What's the next topic, man?
Wow, man. It's so much that we got to cover in these next few minutes that we are here tonight. And, Bret the Hitman Hart. It always seems as if whenever Bret Hart does some kind of interview, some kind of show, that he's just spilling all the beans, that he's telling it like it is, that he's telling it the way he feel. And this was no different. I don't know.
the best there was and the best there ever will be.
And that's a show for a whole nother day, because Bret Hart, people forget he was the true GOAT in the mid 90s. But he came out
one of my all time favorites. I said it from day one, man.
Yep, hey. That's a good person to have as your favorites, man. I feel bad for him because he doesn't get the credit he deserves, in my opinion. For real, he really doesn't. And I'm disappointed because of that. But Bret Hart, he came out last week, and he basically – and I've heard him say this before, but he said it again. He said Triple H is overrated, and basically he wouldn't be where he is without – Vince McMahon, if he didn't marry Stephanie, he wouldn't be in the position that he is right now. And all that could be true. And, you know, and before I get into my diatribe, let me ask you a question. Is Bret Hart being petty? Is Bret Hart just being blunt? Is he being honest? What's going on here, Dominic? What are your assessments on what Bret Hart had to say about Trips?
I agree. Like I said, Bret Hart is being the best there is, best there was, and the best there ever will be.
man.
Really, you want it, man.
No, go ahead and say what you got to say.
Bret Hart, man, it's truth to it. Somehow, some way, it's like you hear what Bret Hart is saying. It's like, you know, when you look at throughout Triple H career, it's like you do see, it seems like that. It seems like once, you know, Triple H especially, you know, is going back to, you know, being friends with, you know, Kevin and Sean and Diesel. Kevin, Scott, and Sean, you know, with the Click, you know, like for us in the Toys 96 Master Square Garden incident. It's like, you know, it seemed like, you know, Hunter doesn't get always that special treat when you look at for his punishment. You know, it took him a minute. Yeah, it seems like once, you know, Sean left and the storyline of, you know, him, you know, being taking away Stephanie from Seth and secretly marrying her and then coming out of real life, they were secretly dating, and you heard these tales that, you know, Stephanie did take kind of away from Triple H. And, you know, they eventually got married. It seemed like, yeah. You know, it seemed like, you know, Triple H was always one of those during the root aggression area. You know, was one of those front runners for us always holding the title. You know, he always got his way. It seemed like stuff came so easy for him because, being, you know, when your father is your father-in-law, is the, you know, CEO and founder of the, you know, of the wrestling promotion you're working for. Yeah, and, you know, I hear what, you know, Bret Hart is talking about. You know, I know he had somehow issues that he did resolve with Sean, that he still has with Triple H. I feel like as well he haven't resolved it with him.
Right.
When you look at certain patterns, and like I was explaining, yeah, it does seem like it, like, you know. But I think, and then to say this, I do think in a way Triple H is kind of writing his wrongs from the early days, or kind of as is rolling up his sleeves and showing that, you know, pretty much whatever I'm at today, I did have to work hard and I didn't have to, you know, have that, you know, show that, you know, who's my wife or who's my father. I'm all here to get, you know, for as a wrestling competitor, to get to, you know, get to do some, like, it did make it look as if, you know, he had that special purpose in that time storyline. You know,
right.
Me personally, I liked it at times to face Triple H. You know, after, you know, he was married just after that time, you know, the whole, you know, splitting from Stephanie or the fake divorce, you know, storyline and you know, or, you know, Cedric, you know, those parts of Triple H to kind of, you know,
right.
Not show that, you know, kind of give the impression that, you know, he is what he said he is, the gang, the cerebral assassin, the kings of all kings.
Right.
But back to not going off, but back to Bret Hart. Yeah, and then as a way, Bret is kind of still, but you can't be mad at him. He has, you know, back to the whole Montreal screw job, and, you know, like I said, Hunter is friends with Michael, and, you know, the what went down and parlayed that night. You know, Bret, I just feel like even though he has squash at work, Michael, he needs to just sit down and have a, you know, conference or a heart-to-heart talk with Hunter, and, you know, and they get, you know, get their fellows apart, you know, whatever each individual have about each other, and bring it to light and see if they can, you know, resolve it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, or just, you know, get to the bottom.
Right. And you know, a lot of the things that Bret Hart had to say and a lot of things that you had to say, I don't disagree with you all. You know, I get it. You know, I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm not saying you wrong. But what I will say is this. There's no way in the world I can sit here in this chair tonight and say Triple H is overrated. I think Triple H, he's an overachiever. You know, I've always looked at him as an overachiever. You know, no, he's not. In the big picture thing, he's not as big as Hogan. He's not as big as Austin, Rock. Heck, he's not as big as The Undertaker. But some kind of way, or Shawn Michaels, some kind of way Triple H pushed and forced his way into that conversation. You know, when I think about Triple H, yes, he's married to Stephanie, and yes, he's cool with Vince, probably because of that. But I think Triple H took advantage of the opportunities that was presented to him. That's like us with anything, like on our jobs or anything. Like if there's an opening, there's an opportunity to elevate and capitalize without undercutting somebody. I think we all would do that, you know? And I think I'm looking at it from a different angle. Triple H, and I'm not saying he's a great guy because CM Punk would tell you to this day that Triple H is not, he's jealous. Triple H is not a good, Triple H will try to bury you. You know, some things I didn't like Triple H and what he did. I didn't like what he did to Booker T. I still don't forget that. You know, that's a black eye that we don't talk about enough with Triple H. How he buried Booker T. Not only did he bury him, you know, they sort of made it a race thing. Yes, Booker T signed up for the storyline, but that's one of the black eyes on the legacy of Triple H. But I don't think he's overrated. But I think Bret Hart, man, like you said, he's still frustrated, man. He still feel like he got a raw deal. And that's and look at the end of his career. Going over to WCW, that wasn't the greatest time over there. So really from the point of the screw job, and maybe even before that, from the point of the screw job to his brother dying in the company that you have harsh feelings against, to you going over to WCW and not being pushed properly, to you getting injured by Goldberg, which ended your career. You know, I see it, there's a lot of bitterness, a lot of frustration and Bret Hart. And I get it. I do like that he speaks his mind. I do like that about Bret Hart. But yeah, I don't think Triple H is overrated. I just think he's just an overachiever. And that's that.
Mm. Mm.
Now, speaking of superstars, I want to talk about these superstars that got released. We didn't get a chance to talk about that on air, but there's some things that I don't like about these releases, and this is what I don't like. I don't like the fact that these people that got released are acting as if they didn't get an opportunity. Yes, you probably wish you're still with the company. Yes, you probably wish you had a better push. But at the same time, WWE still gave you an opportunity. They still gave you a chance. And some of these people have been with the company for... Yeah, you said barely?
Yeah, I was kind of expecting the lady in that meme in Texas.
Barely. But yeah, man, I just think I get being frustrated that you got cut, you know. But I just don't like the fact that these people are going on social media and basically telling all the dirty laundry about WWE. And when I was there, they didn't do this. I tried to tell them to do this. They didn't do this. I really don't have a time to hear all that, you know. I don't know, man. I've turned into the grumpy old man when it comes to these superstars. I just don't like that they put everything on social media. I didn't like what Mickie James did. I didn't like that Chelsea Green did. I have to give the Iconics some applause because they handled it with class, as well as Samoa Joe, Bo Dallas. But Chelsea Green and Mickie James, those are the – and Tucker, too.
Breaking news with Samoa Joe and Tucker. You didn't see what Samoa Joe posted when he got released?
No.
He posted a video clip of the Chappelle Show of the scene of the skit of the Rick James skit when Rick allegedly Rick James was at the Murphy. Eddie and Charlie Murphy, I guess, partner. He's on the couch.
Oh, yeah.
And then Tucker. So when he. When he got the news, he took a selfie of himself on the golf course with a joint.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I did see that.
So, okay, I'm going to dig into it, answer your questions to the best of my knowledge. Now, on a serious note, yes, let's keep it professional in the real world. You know, no matter what, if we're right about a situation or, you know, the company or the job we work for was wrong, no matter what, we shouldn't. And I know with the time of that time we in the era with social media, shouldn't always go on there and air it out and rant. And, you know, I know we would get upset, especially in a position or situation like that, that when we feel like you could have been the one to do more or had so much to give to, you know, the company that, you know, they said, you know, unfortunately, no, you think, you know, your time is up. No pun to John Cena. it sucks. You know, people are going to be emotional, vulnerable. People are not going to be at times in their right mind.
Right.
You know, they're going to do stuff out of reaction. Like
right.
Said, with Samoa Joe, with the, you know, the video clip of, you know, Rick James.
D. Chappelle. Yeah.
You know, the Chappelle shit.
Right.
Mickie James. Mickie James. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, then you got Mickey James, who I think as well handled it, but still WWE, you know, which I understand kind of, you know, that mentality that we have at times for eye, like Big E said, and herself in a, you know, her skill package to a Goldie bag, you know.
Oh.
And when you kind of, you know, no matter what, you know, yeah, just want to, you know, go say, it's like, well, yeah, thank you guys so much for sending myself through it and my care for you.
What does she,
really,
what does she want?
I did get it. I mean, you know, I mean, you.
No, Dominic, no,
I
disagree
know, I mean,
with you.
I didn't get it out yet.
I know, I'm messing with you.
I know, but I mean, it's like, I don't know, I mean, like, could they package it better? I don't know, but is there other ways? Like, I understand the superstar frustration.
Yeah.
You know. Of these, mm-hmm. you know, of, you know, stuff like, you know, people coming out, you know, like Mickey James, Seth Green fans, you know, and Seth Green fans, you know, was one of, she was like the No Way Jose of last year.
Yeah.
How do I No Way say last year, this year? She said, I went to them. I pitched. You know I have to be, you know, why I say, you know, a lot of wrestlers, which I say, have to be proactive. They have to be accountable of, you know, trying to be involved in their, you know, their gimmicks and not just sit back and wait for stuff to happen. You know, they got to do stuff themselves at times the right way, or, you know, talk or do, you know, do what's right to get them in. She said she pitched him. She was trying to, you know, if not be an in-ring competitor, be a valet or a manager. She said,
yeah.
You could be a sexy nun with Seth Rollins, being a hot older girlfriend for Dominic Mysterio. You know, you were hearing you know, what WWE, you were surprised with, you know, what it did, probably. You know, the whole Trish and Mickey angle with Mickey being a veteran like this and being the rookie, like, you know, like Mickey was, you know, but they turned it down. So, in a way, not going, yeah. Right quick, because I got more.
Yeah, I was going to say, now I was disappointed that we didn't get a chance to see that Mick James and Chelsea Green. Story. That's all.
You know, like the former employee was now Ring of Honor, Maria Kanellis Bennett, and Mickey has said it too. Like, you guys, what I was saying too, you had a show, a 3-hour show, and you keep reusing old booking and storylines, or keep redoing stuff when you have and using just saying who you think is over people, when you have these two cards that you can try each show or each these platforms, try something.
Mm-hmm.
And quick, give them opportunity to do, but they still are failing, which I understand on that end. Why these superstars are saying it. It's like, you know, even though it is unprofessional, but it's like, here, you're human. When you can relate to some of these stories, if you are going through this in a real life, you know, that you understand that pain of question. You know, but at the end of the day, you can't always hold a grudge. And you're going to have to eventually move on. And just keep, you know, keep striving and, you know, and keeping you know, a positive energy of, okay, I'm wherever I land at, I'm gonna fight. I'm not gonna give up. I'm going to keep fighting and be humble and gracious of every opportunity I get to get to the top of where, you know,
right,
what leads to my next promotion until I can show and then prove that I can be a household name. And if, you know, WWE calls me back, I can show to them, like, you know, this is new and improved me.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
This is what you didn't see, and kind of rub it in, like, at this point, they want you back. But, yeah, it's just sad. It's sad, but it's heartbreaking, and it as well, you just, you know, yeah, you can't always, you know, put your business, put stuff out there, you know, in a professional way. But
mm-hmm.
then on top of that, when Hardaway WWE is doing this, you know, it's a trendy thing, and Hardaway, they are, you know, it is known that they're, you know, they're going down for a rating. And it's not, you know, like the old time,
mm-hmm.
say it's not the same, you know, when it's, and when a lot of people don't realize, it's so much attention that comes.
Yep.
It's like really the sky, like that song said, the sky is the limit.
Mm-hmm.
So,
hey,
yeah,
man.
I mean, that's all I have pretty much have to say.
Man, you said it all, man. You almost talked us to the end of the show, man. We got about two minutes to go, but I do want to take these next 2 minutes real quick. What the heck is going on with the flagship Monday Night Raw? It's
my show, my beautiful show that I just, after a long, hard day of Born Monday, I can come home to for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I'm right now currently having it off, it's my off day, and I wait to 8 o'clock, and when 8 o'clock come, it's just a disastrous show from just right from start to finish, man.
Yep.
Pretty much, you know, I don't want to sound like a broken record, man. Like I said, the booking, that's just going to be the trending word right now in wrestling right now. The booking got to get better. So,
yeah.
Question, you know, Chris, what's he say? Alex said the best. I'm not going to repeat myself. The guest earlier during the 2 o'clock show said it best. If you go on his YouTube channel, he sums it off of what this as a whole, not just Raw, but WWE can be better at. I totally agree from every standpoint of things he said.
Yep.
Yeah, he was spot on, and you spot on, man. And it's not like some people just want to take shots at WWE. I don't think that's me and you. Like, we really love WWE. We love the we have been fans of the product for a long time. And I mean, heck, this show, we really don't talk about nothing else besides WWE. We may take some time for AEW every now and then, or Impact, but WWE, man, we want the best. You know, I certainly want them to get it together on Monday nights. I think once we get the fans back into the arena, I think we can really see them take it up to a whole another level. But I just think they got to do something. You know, I feel like I'm seeing the same matches over and over, over and over again, especially with the tag team match, Lana and Naomi versus what's that? Nia and Baszler and your girl Brooke and Mandy Rose, they coming out doing pranks and stuff. You know, it's cool, but
so the one in particular as a whole, WWE is selling. It's horrible and tag team from every standpoint. main roster, yep. The man to female. Whereas the booking and the developing is just atrocious.
Atrocious,
Vince needs to take full blame. Yeah, I'm going shot.
Yeah.
And I don't get what it is that you just have a thing to hide, always hide a couple of tag teams. It's like that's just, when you look at it, majority of the tag teams there are odd couples, were put together by his eye of ripping somebody from this person and put them with him. Always
right.
In tag table. America, I mean, tag gate. You know, yeah, it's a fitting, but, you know, you form stuff. You know, RK-Bro. I mean, it's nice for anyone to get over people, but still, I'm still someone, and it's like, kind of like, yeah. The Waves, Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell, Shotzi Blackheart and
Amber Moon.
Amber Moon. Lana,
hot.
Yeah, Amber Moon. That's a,
hot. No, I was saying Amber Moon is hot to me now. But keep going.
Yeah, I thought you were saying Amber Moon and Shotzi Blackheart.
No, I was saying Amber Moon, she's hot. H-O-T.
Oh.
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. You have to get it off the session, man.
Oh, thank you. Thank
you. You know, Nia and Shayna. Mandy and Dana.
Yep.
You know, the list can keep going on and on. Lana and Naomi. It's like everybody is that division.
Yeah.
Man, real quick, man, Shelton is another one, another pro, one of my top promos so far. What he cut on, Cedric Alexander on Shelton was, that's right, Cedric.
Yeah.
Hey, we didn't get kicked out of her business. They kicked you out of her business.
Yep. He really put Shelton out there. I felt bad for Shelton because Shelton is a prime time player, man. And he really cut him up.
Yeah, he's showing that Shelton needs a mid-card title play. He's third, man.
Yeah.
American Alpha, American Dog. Robert
yeah.
Bruce and Dog Ziggler. That's what I'm saying, like, I just named all of the tag team. Oh, Thatcher
yeah.
and Ciampa.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Odd couples put together.
Odd couples,
it's
yep.
It's just like, it's WWE, then.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Bro.
Yeah.
Just, bro.
Yeah. Bro. They got to figure something out, man, because next going to be seeing Alexa Bliss and Lily. They're going to be going for the tag team championship. You know, whenever Lily.
Well, I'm hoping. I wish Millie what is her name? That
Nikki.
We have not seen her at.
Nikki Cross.
Nikki Cross. I yeah. wish that's another gimmick for Nikki Cross. I love Nikki.
It would certainly make sense. It was certain because Nick Cross is somebody that has had Alexa Bliss back in the past, you know. So Nikki Cross could be tapping into that spirit of Lily, much like Alexa Bliss, you know. But that whole thing right there, it's so much there, you know. They can stretch this out for a long time, even with Bray Wyatt, you know, because I don't think we really reached the climax of what Alexa Bliss can truly be with, as well as Bray Wyatt. So,
real quick, John Cena Sr., I can totally as the words of Big Papa Pump said, I 10,000% agree. WWE just missed the opportunity to capitalize on their new version of Undertaker and Kane.
Yep.
With
yep.
him and brother Bro Dallas, which we just mentioned, which would be could have been the new Undertaker and Kane, and with them being real life brothers.
Yeah.
Man, you know what, bro? There's so many.
In the words of NFL Sunday section, come on, man. Really?
But listen, I like that. Man, it's so many kids today that don't know nothing about the Undertaker and Kane feud and their story, that they definitely could have reenacted that with Bo Dallas and Bray Wyatt. I mean, hey, you never know. They may do that with somebody else, with instead of Bo Dallas, somebody else. They may still try to do that, but they definitely had a golden opportunity to do that. During
OVW or the early days of NXT, so they tried to do it with the Carl Bray Wyatt and Bo Dallas. They tried to have a feud, and then I think they did join forces for earlier for Bray Wyatt, he developed the Bray Wyatt gimmick, but we wanted that for the main roster. We heard so much potential comeback story about Bray Wyatt until we decided with him that he officially retired and successfully started real estate company with Morgan living with her. It was just like, it can't be true.
Said,
I don't want to go. That's a light call to carry me home.
Yeah. No. What was that, Blink 182 or Good Charlotte?
Yeah, it was Blink 182.
My man, see, I didn't know you was into that stuff.
I just had to get that off my chest. I'm just like Tom Peachy said, I'm just being honest. So.
Dominic. No, I was going to say, you always bring the jokes, but I do want to hear what you was getting ready to say.
Man, it's just, we still holding on.
Yep. We are, man. And
like the song said, and I'm one of those. It's like walk culture. I take the good, the bad, the ugly.
Yeah. Hey. We diehard fans, so we're gonna uphold that, man. It's a lot. We got WrestleMania Backlash coming up. Hopefully we can get back together and talk about that next week. We got that coming up. Blood and Guts is tomorrow, AEW. I don't know if I'm looking forward to it, but I will watch it because I do want
to. I'm just looking forward to that, the Inner Circle versus Pinnacle.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm looking forward to that too. That war game style match. I do want to talk about what Chris Jericho said. I hope we can remember this next week. Chris Jericho said, AEW doesn't need Impact. Impact needs AEW." And I thought that was a strong statement from Jericho. Jericho also went on to say that he will never go to Impact and wrestle in an empty crowd. In a nutshell, Jericho basically is basically saying Impact is they're not important, you know, and we don't need them. And that's another dude. Hmm?
Are you talking about Jericho?
Yeah.
In that former manner?
Yeah.
You know what?
Uh-oh.
You just make the list.
Oh, man. I would love to hear that again. If I can hear him say that again, I'll be a happy man. You just made the list. Well, Dominic, you just made the list yourself because it's time to go, man.
I am the list.
Oh, Dominic, you pretty bold words from Dominic. He's the star. He's the face to run the place, ladies and gentlemen. And that's all right. For real, man. I'm glad we did this show. I was tired as heck. And I know you had a long day too, but I'm glad we did this. Let's try to do it again next week if you got time. If
for
I got
sure.
time, yeah. Cause
Tuesdays is our day, man. Just stay tuned. Follow us on Facebook page. I'm trying to get into social media where you can follow me, and we're gonna have more segments like this. You know, we're gonna in the words of Jalen and Jacoby, give the people what they want.
Hey, I like that. Got to give the people
what they want. Man, I'm ending this show on a just a laughing, positive, smiling vibe, man. So,
that's good,
know,
man.
It's just like, man, I would like to see us grow, man, into an ESPN show where we really get paid and we can be like this. We can be ourselves.
I totally agree, man. We on our way, man. We gonna make this a big thing. We gonna make this a big deal and a big thing. It's already a big deal, but we there's other levels we can go with this, and we go pushing at it. So I want to thank everybody for listening. Those that are listening on Facebook Live and those that are listening on Blog Talk Radio, thank you for listening to us tonight. We got more shows. We got the Rated R Wrestling show coming up Thursday. Thursday, they're going to have Teddy Long in the house. So Teddy Long will be in the house Thursday at 6:30 Eastern. But also the state. Yeah.
Is it going to be a 12-man tag?
It could be. Or maybe a tag team match with you against The Undertaker.
Ooh, let me highlight the player.
All right. and on that, and then we got the Game Chat podcast, sports podcast, and we got what's that? Take It Easy. It's another sports show coming your way tomorrow. So keep it locked, as they say. And we'll talk to you all next week. We go leave out on some Teddy Long. Have a good night, everybody.
Holla, holla, holla.
You know it's the Mac Militant.
Coming to get it on. Get out of my way. I'm coming to thunder and lightning. Striking, I'm inviting you all to the storm.
Feel the pain that I try to contain. My heart is as black as the blood in my veins. And I'm coming to get it on.
And your eyes break and smash. Straight whip ass. I can see the fear in your eyes every time that I pass. I'm intimidating the most and feared by many.